From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Islamic State beheader identified. Media reports say the masked Islamic State militant who appeared in several videos of hostage beheadings is tentatively identified, with reports quoting friends of Mohammed Amwazi, saying they believe he is the tall, London-accented speaker dubbed Jihadi John. Asim Qureshi works with Muslims in conflict with British intelligence services. He's not sure Amwazi is Jihadi John, but he does know him.
You might be surprised to know that the Muhammad that I knew was extremely kind, extremely gentle, extremely soft-spoken, was the most humble young person that I knew.
Two U.S. government sources told Reuters investigators believe Amwazi is the masked man, but European intelligence sources refused to confirm the identification. Amwazi is reported to be a Kuwait-born middle-class Londoner who practiced Islam. An activist group says a number of Assyrian Christians kidnapped by Islamic State militants in northeastern Syria is up to at least 220. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the fighters captured the people during the past 3 days while taking control of 10 villages in Haseka province. Ukrainian troops have begun withdrawing artillery from a frontline eastern village near the devastated town of Debaltseve under the watchful eye of European monitors overseeing a ceasefire deal reached earlier this month. For a second straight day on Thursday, Ukraine's military officials reported no combat fatalities in the regions near the Russian border, boosting prospects that the internationally brokered truce will hold. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is warning Western countries against imposing more sanctions on Moscow. He says threats of additional sanctions show the West is opposed to following through on a truce for eastern Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg spoke Thursday about that truce.
And I welcome the recent indications of reduced fighting in Ukraine, and we hope that the ceasefire now finally is going to be respected.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan paid a surprise visit to the country's northeast Thursday, the epicenter of the Boko Haram insurgency. He met with Nigerian troops in Baga and Mube, two towns the army recently recaptured from the insurgents. His office said he also did an aerial inspection of other recaptured areas and stopped in the Borno state capital, Maiduguri, where he met with the state governor. But the violence continues, witnesses saying a suicide bomber killed at least 19 people in the Borno state town of Biu, the site of previous attacks claimed by Boko Haram. Witnesses in Somalia say one person was killed by at least 5 mortar rounds Thursday, fired at the presidential palace in Mogadishu. Security officials confirmed the attack but did not release any information on casualties. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. There is growing concern in Australia about young women supporting radical Islam groups. Phil Mercer has details.
Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has told Parliament that an increasing number of Australian women were heading to Iraq or Syria to join husbands fighting with Islamic State or to marry a militant. She's warned potential Islamic State recruits, however, that the group's attitudes towards women were utterly appalling and said if they travelled to the Middle East, it will be no romantic adventure. She warned that foreign women had ended up as sex slaves and, in some cases, suicide bombers. Bishop told MPs that females accounted for nearly 20% of all foreign jihadis in Syria and Iraq and said the number of Australians joining their ranks was a worrying sign. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The U.S. Federal Communications Commission voted 3-2 Thursday in favor of what's called net neutrality, so that wealthy Internet providers cannot have an advantage over smaller companies. The decision means the Internet in the United States is now treated like a public utility. Big-name content providers such as Amazon and Facebook can no longer pay more money to broadband providers to send material faster to customers than smaller content providers. The rules say all Internet traffic must now move at the same speed, and no company can be blocked. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.